In a ruling Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon found the NSA's surveillance of metadata from millions of Americans' phone calls was unconstitutional. Indiana University Maurer School of Law professor Fred Cate says that's a first.
So up until now, we've thought as long as the NSA complied with the federal statutory law, that was it. That was the highest level of review. What this district court in Washington, D.C. said is that, no, the NSA must also comply with the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and in this case, that bulk surveillance of telephone dialing records failed to do so.
Cate directs the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research, which filed an amicus brief this summer in the United States Supreme Court challenging the NSA's surveillance. He says this is probably the beginning of an emerging pattern of judicial action. Federal judges who might have been reluctant to go against the Justice Department and the NSA may now be more inclined to hear cases dealing with privacy and surveillance.
I think we're going to see it's going to be the first of many. This is often the way constitutional litigation happens. Judges start seeing an issue, and then, you know, you see a dozen cases, and they, you know, eight or nine of them go the same direction.
He says the government will likely appeal Leon's decision to the U.S. Court of Appeals, and from there it will likely go to the Supreme Court. For WFIU News, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.